These are the people, the movers and the shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Rob Pratt along with Vinny Ricchici. This is Pittsburgh Works, and Bob Haas is here from Watson Chevrolet. Bob, great to have you on KDK, and let's just begin by talking about what separates Watson Chevrolet from other dealers.
Well, to sum it up, we are trucks. We stock the most, we sell the most, and as always, we save you the most. In my short time here, the knowledge and expertise of the staff has amazed me, and me not coming from a truck background, so I'm overly impressed with all the trucks and having the right trucks.
What makes a dealer a truck dealer as opposed to somebody who may just go in and want to buy a Cruise or a Spark or something like that? Why do they look for somebody who specializes in trucks if they are a truck buyer?
Trucks are complicated. Trucks have different functions, different packages, and there's different price levels, and you have to order the right truck with the right equipment to do the right job. Very few people in our business know how to do that like they do here at Watson. A lot of times I can see people think they got a better deal on a truck, but they got the wrong truck. Consequently, we end up trading a lot of those trucks.
You see this, the four-wheel drive trucks right now starting as low as $5,000, Bob, to $10,000, which are all financeable. To me, that tells me that there are a lot of people trading in trucks to get a new truck. So that means you've got a lot of pre-owned beautiful trucks sitting on your lot out there in Marysville.
We are overloaded with four-wheel drive pickups, trade-ins all the time. Payments can go as low as $200 a month, I've seen.
You know, the interesting thing about the pickup trucks that you mentioned is I know I just got a little notice from GM that the new Silverado will be coming out pretty soon. I got that in the works. That's got to mean that it's a pretty good time to go out and buy a truck right now because you're going to come up with some pretty decent deals on both new trucks and people who are anticipating getting rid of their trucks to get that new Silverado.
Well, we're blessed in that our truck sales have earned us the largest allocation of the new 2013s that are coming. We're going to have the most of those trucks, and we have the most 2012s that still offer rebates in excess of $10,000. Essentially, some of these new 2012s, you can buy them for the price of what you'd normally expect to pay for a used truck.
What about credit forgiveness? Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
I forgive you everything, Rob.
You do,
you're
really?
You're forgiven, yes.
Oh, thank you.
You too, Bob. You're forgiven.
Just Vinny being Vinny. Go ahead.
I feel like I'm in the confessional. Forgive. You're all forgiven.
Hey, it's like a priest.
Exactly.
We have forged a relationship with various banks and lending institutes, okay? With all the good credit with all the paper that we run through different banks, we get exceptions. A lot of good people with some bad luck. Oftentimes, where you might be expecting to pay 18%, we get rates as low as 4% for people, even with credit issues.
Yeah, you know, that's the interesting thing is a lot of people out there, and with all the financial troubles that have happened and everything like that, you look at it and you say, well, gee, can I still qualify? Maybe I've had this happen to me. Maybe I've had that happen to me. And the thing that people need to know when they go into a dealer is if they're working with the right dealer, and you always have to be sure you're working with the right dealer, they can help you. They can help you through. They can navigate through that prime credit, bad credit, subprime credit, all of the different things that you see. It's not just one lot that offers that. I mean, that's offered at your dealership, and not just you, but a lot of dealerships, but especially you guys that forge those relationships. You can look at a guy and say, I can get this guy financed.
Most times, because of our relationship with the bank, and sometimes the dealer just needs to care a little bit about the person's situation and what they need. We've got vehicles people get. Instead of buying vehicles at high interest rates, we oftentimes get into a new car, despite their credit situations, for a lower payment than they would pay for at a used car for another dealership.
Bob Haas is with us from Watson Chevrolet out there in Marysville. This is Pittsburgh Works. Rob Pratt along with Vinny Ricchici. Tell me about the truck buyer. It's not just the truck buyer who does it time and time again, but someone who comes in and say, you know what, this time, Bob, I think I'm going to buy a truck. What are some of the main reasons why they're looking to buy a truck for the first time?
Well, the first-time truck buyer is probably wanted a truck for a long time and couldn't afford it or didn't want to spend the money or didn't have a need. Homeowners, people for work, a pickup truck has just so many uses that it's most of the times become the standard second vehicle, if not the first, for most families.
But talk to me a little bit about the guy that's been around the block, the guy that's maybe ordering, he's got a construction business, and he needs to order two or three trucks because his business is expanding, or maybe the catering guy that all of a sudden finds out that they are, they need an extra truck or two trucks. Maybe they want to buy, maybe they want to lease, maybe they have specific needs, a rack inside, maybe they need a certain gear ratio because they're going to be doing a certain kind of towing or pulling. Talk a little bit about that commercial, that construction, that that delivery buyer as well, and why they need to be aware of things when they go out to a dealership.
They need the right truck to do the right job, and they always end up coming here because 9 times out of 10, we have the right truck in stock because our people know how to order the right gear ratios and the right equipment levels for just about any commercial use.
Look, it's all about style with me and luxury. And this isn't your great-grandfather's truck anymore, not even your grandfather's truck. These trucks really bring it, Vinny and Bob. They have luxury, style, affordability. I mean, it's a completely different playing field right now. Yeah, you can do it for all the things that Vinny said that you need it for if you're in the construction business and you need to haul things around. If we talked about, you know, you worry about driving around in inclement weather. But, Bob, these trucks that you have are prime, and they absolutely, on a sunny day when they're freshly waxed, they look special. I mean, you could really, you know, take them on a night out on the town, they look that good.
Yeah, they are definitely the ultimate style of any truck I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, Chevy has been putting out a great truck for so many years. I mean, I, you know, remember my dad's old, you know, 58 Cameo, man. That thing was, looked like half a car, half a truck. I still own a 72 Chevy El Camino, so Chevy trucks have been in my family for a long, 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 long time. And, man, they're just, the solidly built trucks. It's a tough business, the truck business, isn't it?
It's a tough business, but, when you know what you're doing, you've got the advantage. Chevrolet, as American as apple pie.
If you've got everything out there in the way of trucks, but also, you know, Sonics, the Cruises, the new Malibus.
We've got a new Impala coming soon, man.
Yeah, new Impala's coming.
Yeah, new Impala's coming. I mean, that's America's car, the Impala, man. I've actually sat in one of those puppies. That's a darn nice car, as they used to say.
It's awesome.
Hey, Bob, I recently heard you invested in 100 import cars. Tell me more.
Yes, we bought 2012 Hyundai Sonatas that were pricing as low as $15,922. Also, Elantras as low as $14,722 and Accents as low as $10,422. And as a bonus, we got 30 Nissan Altimas, and we're pricing those as low as $14,922.
Absolutely incredible, ladies and gentlemen. You need to go out and see Bob Haas and all the good people at Watson Chevrolet. They're located on Route 22 in Murraysville. Here's their phone number, 724-387-1500. Let me give you that number again, 724-387-1500. Or Watson Chevrolet of Blairsville. Visit both locations. Their 600-unit inventory waits for you right now. You can find out more at watson22.com. That website again, watson22.com.